This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Latin phrase terra verde, which means green earth, has been adopted by the practitioners of a new sort of American ragtime music. David Thomas Roberts is at the piano, getting set to play for us. Mr. Roberts is from Mississippi, with a family background in eastern Kentucky, and he's the one who first used the name terra verde for a style that connects the ragtime piano of Scott Joplin to the 21st century countryside. And to be sure about it, it is the country that inspires David Thomas Roberts. He refers to himself as a terrain wrangler. For him, it's not so much about the piano.
I don't have the passion for pianos that some pianists do, and certainly not nearly the passion for pianos that a lot of fans and piano technicians do. They're the piano adorers. No, my great love is really in life, lies in the poetic possibilities that I find in the earth itself. The way my imagination interacts with the earth is the prime focus of my existence these days. And my art, above all, serves that passion.
Mr. Roberts, could I ask you to play, so the audience can get a sense of what we're talking about here, the tune which is called Babe of the Mountains?
Sure.
And then we could talk about it.
All right. Babe of the Mountains is, in effect, a lullaby-like piece which I associate very much with East Kentucky. Babe of the Mountains.
When you play something like that and thinking about the land, are you actually seeing images?
Oh, very much. I mean, far more is happening inwardly than we can express, but certainly an attunement to the imagery that is part and parcel of this intensely inward, private relationship with the land is intrinsic to my experience of the performance.
Specifically, are you seeing, in a way, does it look like a movie in your subconscious?
I suppose if the movie were something as uncompromising to the psyche as Lynch's Eraserhead, I could say yes to that, perhaps.
You mean David, the director David Lynch, in the movie Eraserhead?
Yeah, because we're talking about a very poetic experience of the imagery. We're not talking about a handy narrative that image and sound might comprise. In this case, in something like Babe of the Mountains, I'm really looking at a distillation of my strongest reactions to places like Leslie County, Letcher County, Clay County, Kentucky. I suppose the most concrete thing I can offer you is that a mother and child scene is something I often refer to when introducing the piece. I think of a ship when I'm in Leslie County. I often feel that the convolutions of the ridges of the Cumberlands are like a great series of swells. They're inherently oceanic. And when I roam the back roads of, say, Leslie County, especially south of Hyden, I'm in touch with the world that this is most associated with for me.
When you have a concert and people come to someone's house or to a club, is there a moment when you feel that you have to try to define the difference between Terra Verde and standard Joplin ragtime? And do you get tired of trying to do that?
Well, no, you can't get tired of it. And in fact, they are very different. What we usually do is offer new ragtime and Terra Verde as cousins. And now, there's a great deal of difference between any earlier ragtime and Terra Verde. They're much more distant cousins.
So we're talking really here about three eras: classic ragtime, new ragtime, and Terra Verde.
That's right. I would say that the era of new ragtime can be dated perhaps from the 60s. And then I came along in the 70s, and by that time, musicians such as William Bolcom had made an impact with their view of what ragtime could be. We were into a new exciting era of what ragtime-related composition could become, and in fact has continued to fulfill.
Let's bring to the land and this music a touch of baseball.
Okay.
And let me ask you how this fits in, because we're going to ask you to play one of your better-known pieces, Roberto Clemente.
Yes. I wrote Roberto Clemente in reaction to a documentary about the famous baseball player's life and death. I had known of Clemente during his lifetime. He was killed on New Year's Eve, 1972. But certainly I wasn't affected by him in any such way as to write a piece evocative of thoughts of him. But that documentary contextualized his life and how he died so hauntingly for me that I began to hear elements of the second section of the piece as I watched the documentary.
Clemente, to remind, was killed on his way to help earthquake victims in Nicaragua.
That's right. Yeah, he was in an overloaded small plane that went down right off the Puerto Rican coast right after takeoff.
Well, play it for us, if you will.
Okay, from 1979, Roberto Clemente.
Thank you.
That's Roberto Clemente.
When you're looking for new music, what do? You get away from the piano, you just get in the car, go someplace?
That could be one thing, or I could study the music of other composers. Come into contact with anything that points to the vitality of your inner experience. I love the concept of lyricism as a centerpiece for expression, not only in music but in other media. And I want to haunt the world with lyricism. And certainly New Ragtime and Terra Verde are great vehicles for lyrical expression.
Mr. Roberts, thank you for your time and your playing.
Thank you very much, Noah. I've enjoyed it, and I'm certainly glad we could get together.
David Thomas Roberts speaking with us from San Francisco. His most recent recording is called American Landscapes.